Well, I've been thinking about this, and it seems to me as if you've been referring to some institutions like the Reserve Bank and some other institutions that got a specific definition of what constitutes a middle class. So I guess a good definition for somebody that is in the middle class is somebody that can typically sort of, well, afford a normal middle class lifestyle. And I guess that's somebody that can pay the school fees, that can afford a mortgage, for example, perhaps pay off a car and that sort of stuff, you know. That's probably somebody that is in the middle class. But I look at it slightly differently. I think it's incorrect to refer to a certain income category as the so-called middle class. And the reason why I say so is some personal experience, but there are some other reasons as well. And that is, I think, for example, that a young professional individual that comes from a solid household, he's got his qualifications, for example. He hasn't really started working or started his practice. So he certainly, in terms of income, is not part of the middle class. But this individual will soon be part of the middle class because he will start his business or he will start a career or whatever the case might be, and he will become whatever definition you use as a middle class. And then I was thinking about that specifically, and I think two things are important to really qualify to be part of the middle class. The one is that you need a set of values, and a set of values means things like, for example, I don't steal from somebody else, or I speak to whatever if I tell you something, I'm going to do something, I actually do that. So it's a set of values that are important, firstly. And secondly, and this is crucially important as well, is a support network. So for instance, if you have a child, your child has left your house, you've taught your children a set of values, your child is not working yet, but your child always knows that he can fall back upon you if something goes wrong. If the business doesn't work, and always move into your house and stay there for a couple of months. And I think that is what is important. It's not necessarily an income category, but it's more something else. And money is not a result, or a middle class is not a result of money. I would argue that money is the result of a middle class. And that is based on my definition of what I think a middle class is.
So when we have the conversation on the middle class, one thing that came into discussion was the importance of such a definition within the context of South Africa, and of course the value of such a definition given the context, and of course being the unequal nature of South African society, especially when it comes to income. In particular, when we read out the number here that an individual on average in South Africa gets 26,000 rand, that doesn't really make much sense, unless of course you were to factor in and consider that those in the higher percentile are, let's say, increasing the average. So I start to wonder then, the definition of the middle class is thrown around a lot by our government. What value does it have in those contexts?
Yeah, the middle class is crucially important. Just going back to my definition of a middle class, but the middle class is crucially important in any society because that is a stable part of society. The middle class is the fabric of your economy. Mm. They keep everything together. They've got stable households. They are the guys paying their bills. They are the guys paying taxes. They are basically what your economy is all about. And that's why we have to try to expand the middle class as much as we possibly can in South Africa, because that basically adds to stability in your country. And how can we expand on that? What can we do to get the middle class to be bigger? And I think there are two things that are crucial. One is a set of values, like I've mentioned, but very importantly as well is to get this economy to grow. Mm. And if you look at economic growth in South Africa on a per capita basis, we've been getting poorer and poorer for the last, say, 15 years or so. And the reason why we've been getting poorer is because of the wrong macroeconomic policies, and that, of course, is the result of the wrong ideology that we have in government. So in order to get a bigger middle class, two things, like I've mentioned, economic growth and, of course, a set of values. And quite often, I'm not so sure we get the leadership and a set of values from our political leaders. Our political leaders are supposed to put measures in place to get this economy to grow, but they're supposed to be leaders as well. And quite often we find that our political leaders are implicated in corruption and that sort of stuff. And that's not setting a good example to South Africans.
Indeed. So one final question to you. You've mentioned, of course, the wrong macroeconomic policies. I'd like to know from you then, what would be the right macroeconomic policies to broaden and strengthen the middle class, especially given the context where we presently are, with things seemingly getting better, and our president, of course, continuously mentioning prosperity when describing our nation?
Okay, what are required to build that strong middle class? I think it's quite easy. You don't need a degree in economics or to be a professor in economics. There are a couple of things that has been proven to be crucial to create a middle class and a strong economy. The one is to protect private property rights. Remember that middle class, we are referring to that in terms of money, usually, but those are the guys owning property, owning a car, maybe some investments or some savings somewhere. So you must protect private property rights. Secondly, the middle class also are people trading with one another, selling their labor to employers, for example. You must protect free trade, and you must make it easy for people to do business, essentially. Now, we can judge this current government against those two principles. Do we protect private property rights? I don't really think so, or not enough. We even have got legislation allowing government to steal stuff. We call it this expropriation law that we have. Another one is that is our government protecting free trade and stuff? And again, not always. Like, for example, minimum wages means that I'm not allowed to sell my labor at the price that I want to sell my labor at. And there are many, many other examples. So those are the kind of policy changes that we need. Protect private property rights, and there are others as well. Free trade and things like, for example, sound money, which simply means low inflation.